I will not free her. She shall grow old in my house at Argos, far from her own home, busying herself with her loom and visiting my couch. So go and do not provoke me, or it shall be the worse for you. The old man feared him and obeyed. Not a word he spoke, but went by the shore of the sounding sea and prayed apart to King Apollon, whom lovely Leto had borne. Hear me, he cried, O god of the silver bow, that protectest Chrysa and holy Scylla and rulest Tenedos, with thy might, hear me, O thou of Sminthe. If I have ever decked your temples with garlands, or burned you thigh bones in fat of bulls or goats, grant my prayer, and let your arrows avenge these my tears upon the Danaans. Thus did he pray, and Apollon heard his prayer. He came down furious from the summits of Olympus, with his bow and his quiver upon his shoulder, and the arrows rattled on his back with the rage that trembled within him. He sat himself down away from the ships, with a face as dark as night, and his silver bow rang death as he shot his arrows in the midst of them. First he smote their mules and their hounds, but presently he aimed his shafts at the people themselves, and all day long.